Welcome to SEC Unfiltered, home of the best SEC content on the internet. The following is brought to you by our friends over at Prize Picks. Go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks is the simplest fantasy game on the market, focused around prop total entries. You pick 2 to 6 players, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. Prize Picks has no sharks, optimizers, or mass multi-entry guys. It's literally just you against the projection. They also allow mixed sport entry. So, for example, you can take the over on LeBron, parlay with the under on Mahomes. They've got college sports, pro sports, literally anything and everything you can think of. They have got it over at Prize Picks. They also have a slick, easy-to-use mobile app, both on the App Store and Google Play. They're rated 4.8 stars in the App Store with rave reviews as well. Guys, so many fans and listeners of SEC Unfiltered have made tons of money with our friends at Prize Picks, and you should as well. So again, go download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com, and when you do, use the promo code SECU to receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100. Be sure to check them out and tell them that Chris from SEC Unfiltered sent you. Let's get it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Kirby Smart's program comes into the 2024 football season with a chip on the shoulder. After last year, all the talk was, can Georgia win a third consecutive title? And certainly the Dogs had the team. Unfortunately, they stubbed their toe in the SEC championship against Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide. They were left to beat Florida State like a drum in the bowl game to cap off a 13-1 season. But it wasn't good enough for a program that's gotten to a point that truly is national championship or bust. They are back with that mentality this year. And these are my best and worst case scenarios for Georgia football in this upcoming season, guys. That being said, let's go ahead and pull up their schedule. You guys can take a look, right? All the chatter this time last year was, man, Georgia's got one of the easiest schedules in college football. Nobody's going to stand a chance against them. As good as Georgia as we know they're going to be this year, the chatter about the schedule is not going to be a thing, right? You open up with a really tricky game in a neutral site game against Clemson, that game being in Atlanta. Then you got road games to kick off SEC play at Kentucky, at Alabama to close out the month of September. You do get a bye week going in that game. And I know there's no more Nick Saban, but you know Bryant-Denny Stadium. We already know it's going to be a night game. It's going to be rocking and rolling. It's going to be maybe the most raucous environment that Georgia faces all season long. So that one will be tricky. Got the home games against Auburn, Mississippi State, then traveling to Texas. So there alone, guys, at Bama, at Texas, you got to go to Ole Miss as well. Nobody is going to be talking about how easy this schedule is for Georgia this year. Close out, of course, with Tennessee and SEC play. That could be a tricky one. Of course, Tennessee, a team we look at as a potential college football playoff contender. But let's start with the best case. What's the best case for this Georgia football program? And I know I said a couple videos ago when I was talking Alabama, I believe, that I did not believe or I was not sure that any team in the SEC, with the expanded SEC, Texas and Oklahoma coming in, the likelihood of anyone going undefeated this year, I think it's very unlikely because I think this league is so deep. I think this league is so good. These teams are going to be beating up on each other. And I mean, again, guys, you look at the schedule at Bama, at Texas, at Ole Miss. Like those three road games, nobody would blame the Dogs for stubbing their toe one time in those games. But I tell you guys, when you look at Georgia, Carson Beck returns. I think the offense, as good as it was last year, will be even better in their second year to Mike Bobo with all the returning pieces. You add Trevor Etienne at running back, although, of course, he will not play in that first game, we would imagine, against Clemson because of the off-field stuff. The defense simply, guys, is going to reload. My best-case scenario for Georgia, it is 12-0. I think if there is a team in the SEC that can go undefeated, it's the Georgia Bulldogs, right? And again, these are not my predictions, guys. These are my realistic best case and worst case. I'm not locking in predictions here. I'm giving you best case, worst case. There are question marks for every team. Let's say the majority of the question marks work out in the positive for Georgia. If they do, guys, this is still the best roster in all of college football, led by arguably the best coach in all of college football and Kirby Smart. There's no better master motivator than a Kirby Smart. I think 12-0 is still on the table. Now, it'd be probably the most impressive regular season of the Kirby Smart era to go 12-0 with, again, road games at Bama, at Texas, at Ole Miss. But if there's anyone who can weather that storm, it's this Georgia football team. I mean, Georgia, they're elite, guys, across the board. It doesn't matter what position group you talk about, top to bottom. They're the most impressive college football team and the most impressive college football program in the sport right now. So best case scenario, you know, again, best case, not my prediction, but best case, if there's a team that can navigate their schedule and can go undefeated in SEC play and go undefeated in the 2024 season in the SEC, it is Kirby Smart's Georgia football team. Today's episode is brought to you by Unified Healing. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. No matter where you are, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SEC to learn more and find a center near you. That's UNIFYD healing.com/SEC. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. Now, worst case scenario for Georgia. And when I think worst case, maybe for whatever reason, Carson Beck takes a step back. The impacts of the losses of Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers, as talented as they are, maybe they struggle to find a guy to emerge and step into those roles and be those big-time playmakers. Not just talented, athletic, whatever, but clutch playmakers like Bowers and McConkey were. Maybe the defensive side of the football isn't quite living up to the expectation of what we're used to with Georgia. And I'm very much nitpicking here, because when you have the talent and the structure and everything that Kirby Smart's implemented, your floor is very, very high, right? It's near your ceiling. So my worst case scenario for Georgia, and also too, guys, I think a lot of it would be if Georgia were to hit this quote unquote worst case scenario, it would simply be the teeth of the schedule showing itself. Because again, Georgia could lose at Texas. They could lose at Bama. Heck, they could lose at Ole Miss, right? And then you look at the home games. I don't think they're going to lose against Clemson. Is that a tricky game? Sure. I don't think it's going to happen. Auburn's a weird game, although that game is in Sanford. You know, the world's largest outdoor cocktail party. I don't even know if Billy Napier is going to be the head coach at that point. Maybe Tennessee on over the 16th, but I mean, Tennessee's not had much success in Sanford either. So I feel pretty confident that Georgia is going to go undefeated in their home games and neutral site games. If a loss is going to come, or losses are going to come, it's going to be those road games. Worst case scenario for Georgia, I've got 10-2. I think Georgia is as much a lock for the college football playoff as it gets. I think realistically, this roster's so good, guys. They're not going to win less than double-digit games. I really, truly believe that. And again, I think the only way you see them go with 10-2 is, you know, if Alabama, who's still really, really talented, and under Kalen DeBoer, that program, I don't know if I want to say is ahead of schedule, but maybe is, you know, working out as good as it possibly could in year one of Kalen DeBoer. Like, the transition is seamless, if you will. Night game atmosphere at Bryant-Denny. At Texas, maybe that's a night game, right? Steve Sarkisian's program is building off of what they did in the college football playoff last year. Ole Miss, obviously, we know, guys, one of the most talented rosters in all the college football. Maybe they're ready to finally take the next step, win the big game, and beat a Georgia, if you will, even after last year getting thumped in Athens. So 10-2, worst case scenario. The schedule is a gauntlet to a degree. It is daunting for sure. I think that's the only way that Georgia stacks up a couple losses, if that schedule we just look at and say, guys, it's just a tough schedule. Like, Georgia's still a really good football team, but you go on the road enough in the SEC against high-level competition, you're probably going to get got by somebody. But I certainly don't see, guys, when you talk worst case scenarios, I think if there's anybody out there as the worst case scenario, I wouldn't take them seriously, because I think this Georgia football team, guys, they're so stacked, they're so deep, they're so elite, their floor is extremely high. So I think even if things go quote unquote sideways to the Dogs, they ain't missing the college football playoff. Georgia's as much a college football playoff lock as there is in not just the SEC, but all of college football. So that is my best case and worst case scenario. What are your thoughts, guys, for the Georgia Bulldogs? Do you see the floor and the ceiling where I see them? Again, worst case, 10-2. Best case, 12-0. What do you see for Georgia football in 2024?
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.